This is Dakota Datebook for July 28th. Leland Thomas Engelhorn died on this date in 2003. That he died at the age of 80 was a testament to his will to survive. When he was liberated from a Nazi prison camp, he weighed 95 pounds. Engelhorn was born September 19, 1922 at Church's Ferry, where his father worked in a bank. When World War II broke out, 14-year-old Leland joined the Air Corps and was sent to Europe. On his 21st mission, he was a ball turret gunner and radio operator on a B-24 bomber named Sugar. On August 3, 1944, they were coming back from a bomb run on Germany's Mansell jet plant when German fighters attacked them, and they lost five B-24s, while the Germans lost 13 ME-199s. Sugar was high in the Austrian Alps when the crew bailed out. Three men landed in Erwald, Austria, but Engelhorn drifted to the other side of the mountain ridge. He was badly wounded from shrapnel, but he headed for Switzerland, a neutral country. He survived on fruit from vineyards and orchards, but when children spotted him on day 18, he knew that it was over. He walked to an Austrian farm cottage and knocked on the door. The family invited Leland to sit at their kitchen table. They were sympathetic to his predicament, but everyone knew that they would have to turn him in. As a gesture of sympathy, Herr Kohler gave the lanky kid a big, fat cigar. Engelhorn later said it made him so dizzy he nearly passed out. The Germans loaded Sergeant Engelhorn into a motorcycle sidecar and took him to a POW camp. The doctors there had no anesthetics, but they did allow Leland to get liquored up before they removed the shrapnel from his wounds. Engelhorn passed through several POW camps before arriving at Stalag Luft IV in what is now Poland. He later told stories about the camp clown, a fellow prisoner they called Hamburg. He said this man would do outrageous things to embarrass the Germans, feats that most often landed him in solitary confinement. But Engelhorn said it was crucial for POWs to turn their circumstances into jokes, black humor, to keep up their morale. In fact, every time Hamburg came out of solitary, the prisoners would applaud and whistle. The advance of Russian troops forced the Germans to move the Stalag's prisoners in 1945, and Engelhorn became part of the Black March. Roughly 6,000 POWs were moved out on foot in groups of several hundred men. They carried heavy packs of Red Cross food on their backs, but believing the march would last 3 days, many of these packs were discarded along the road. They would be sorely missed. The march lasted 86 days, covering 600 miles during one of the worst winters in European history. Cold, dysentery, and starvation claimed at least 1,500 prisoners on that march. Engelhorn survived by making a pact with two others to share everything. What little food they found was split three ways, and at night they huddled together, sharing their body warmth to stay alive. When they finally reached central Germany, it was a gruesome, twisted scene. Prisoners inside the camp wanted to get out. The Death March prisoners couldn't wait to get in. Inside, they still received no food, and after several days, they were in fact taken out and marched back toward Poland. A couple of weeks later, they were finally liberated. When Engelhorn got home, he got a bachelor's and master's degree in geography at UND. He moved to the San Diego area, where he was one of the founders of Grossmont Community College. He and his wife raised six children, and he retired in 1990 after 30 years of teaching. Today's Dakota Datebook, written by Mary Helm. I'm Bill Thomas.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.